I remember we had a lady. I ain't gonna say the name. She was at our church, and everybody know I'm a little prankster now. And she wore them sandals that time, and them feet were so ashy. So I took a picture of them, and I started texting. Lord, forgive me. Boy, if the lotion had been at this altar, boy, I would have said, let me just bless you with this lotion right quick. I'm just going to bless you, sister, with this lotion. Amen. But God got new feet for you. He got new wrists. He got new hearts. Come on, somebody. It's all in his storehouse. There's no limit to what our God can do. If you believe him, Jesus will be to you what you believe him for. If you believe him for big, let me tell you. Oh, he coming big. He coming big through the cut. But if you believe him for little, hey, that's where you are. What did he tell the folks, the lady with the issue of blood? According to your faith, be it unto you. It's according to your faith. He said, with me, all things, my God. He said, with me, all things are possible. He didn't put a limit on it. He said, with me, all things are possible. All things. All things. All things. What you going to believe me for? What you going to believe me for? But don't skip the main step. Seek the Lord. Find out the truth in this situation. Inquire of the Lord. You know, okay, the word seek means to resort to, go to. It means to go in search of, look for. When it says seek the Lord and he sought the Lord, he went in search of something. What? He went in search of an answer. Amen. Ask for, make a request to acquire of and to gain, to aim at. When you're seeking the Lord, you focus your attention. Lord God, I'm finna hear your voice, what you want me to do, how you want me to do it, and that's what I'm going to do. That's why Jesus was so successful. That's why he was so successful. I said it last Sunday. If I was that 13th disciple, I know I'd have got fired. I know I would. I'd been got fired from being the disciple, and I would have sued Jesus. Why are you gonna sue Jesus? Because he fired me. Why did Jesus fire you, Tariq? Well, because when they had the 5 loaves of fish the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, well, it actually was 9 loaves and 4 fish, but I ate the other four fish, and I ate that and left a few crumbs in there. How did Jesus know you ate it, Tariq? I had them crumbs all on my shirt, you know what I'm saying? He'd fire me, man. I wouldn't have been a good disciple because had too much going on. Look, when a woman was caught in adultery, Jesus said, he without sin, cast the first stone, boom. Who throwing them rocks? Tariq, why you throwing them rocks? Jesus, the only part I heard was, cast the first stone. Oh, he'd fire me, man. Oh, no. He said, you cannot be a disciple. You're not disciple material, Tariq. You go on and follow somebody else. Amen. Amen. But look, seek the Lord. He knows it all. Inquire of him. What does inquire mean? Seek for information to ask about. You inquire of the Lord. You ask him. I mean, you ask him point blank, Lord. You know, we get all holy and spiritified. I was telling my kid when we was praying, we pray on our way to school, we pray, and they were saying words. I'm like, y'all, what does that mean? I said, just pray regular. Just say regular words. Y'all trying to use words. Y'all ain't putting them together right. Lord, I can't even say how they were praying. I said, just talk to them regular like you talk to me. Lord, protect us today. Amen. Keep us safe while we're at school. Keep mom and daddy safe. Keep the dog safe. Amen. Protect our house. Protect our cars. We thank you. Thank you for Jesus dying on the cross. Amen. We just pray regular, man. We thank you we got favor. We succeed and we do good in everything we do. They got it now. Lord, we thank you we make A's on our test. We thank you, Lord, to everybody like us. Hey, we just pray regular. We just pray regular talk. Amen. God can understand it. Amen. He understands from the most complex to the simplest. Amen. So we inquire of the Lord and we seek for information. We ask him because he knows it. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. Pull it up right quick. I'm going to jump through these scriptures. And I'm going to shut it down. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord. Listen, if you seek the Lord, watch what will happen. If you seek the Lord thy God, the Bible says, you will find him. You will find him. You will discover his goodness. You will discover his wisdom. You will discover his knowledge. The Bible says plainly, if you seek the Lord, you're going to find him. If you get down and you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and begin to ask and inquire of the Lord about this situation, you will find him. He ain't making it hard for us to find him, but seeking God takes effort. It takes some effort to get down there and pray in the Holy Ghost and pray. You know, sometimes it comes fast, sometimes it doesn't. I've had times where I got down on my knees to pray. I'm talking about in less than 10 minutes, I had my answer. But there's some stuff, man, I'm still praying about. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. But it takes effort to seek God. You got to put forth a valiant effort, and you got to let God know, Lord, I want what you got. You're so good to me. You know, God loves when you brag on him. You're so good, Lord. You're so merciful, Lord. I mean, you're such a good God, Lord. I want to be like you, Lord. I just want to be close to you, Lord. I want to know what you know, Lord. What you think about this situation, Father God? Tell me what to do in this situation. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 7. Oh, he got it there already. I'm going to turn it down. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. What did I say, verse 7? Verse 7. Now I like the way this set up, because David shows us actually how to go about worshiping God and praising God. If you want a good example how to worship God and get into his presence and begin to seek him, this is a prime example. Watch this. Verse 7. Then on that day, David delivered this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. They were the praise and worship band. They said, y'all sing this song. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds. When you get down on your knees, Lord, thank you. He said, make known indeed. Lord, I thank you for what you did for me. Lord, you remember when I had that bill and I didn't know where the money was coming from? You told me to sow a seed. I sowed it. And not only did you pay that bill, but you gave me extra. Make known his deeds. Tell him, Lord, I thank you. You remember when my baby girl wasn't feeling good that night and we prayed for her? Lord, you healed her. I want to thank you, Lord. Oh, David sets it up so beautifully. Make known his deeds among the people. Then he says, sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Some of y'all may sound like me and First Lady. Oh, but you better howl and sing. Amen. Come on, open up your mouth and sing unto the Lord.